As I said at the beginning of this morning's Mass, that today we celebrate the first woman born in Canada to be canonized, Margaret Duville, who was born in the year 1701, and in the year 1722, she married a man by the name of François Duville, who was not a good person. He was in league with the people of the First Nations, where he was running liquor illegally. He had a mother who despised Marguerite. And so Marguerite's early life was one where she realized her husband and her mother-in-law had no desire in helping her to make a home life. She had six children, four of them died in infancy, and her husband died in the year 1730, when she was just 29 years old. Through her life, she experienced desperate poverty, and yet there is something remarkable about this woman. This did not harden her heart to God. It did the exact opposite. As we sang in that opening song, she lived a life where her prayer was, "My heart is thirsting for you, O God." And what she desired above all, because of what she'd experienced in her own life of cruelty and such suffering and bitter people, was she wanted to be known for her compassion. She undertook many charitable works. And she provided education for her two sons who did live, and they actually both became priests. She welcomed into her home a blind woman, and she then joined with three other young women and shared their love and their concern for the poor. On the 31st of December in the year 1737, they consecrated themselves to God to serve him in the person of the poor, and she became the foundress of what is called now the Grey Nuns of Montreal, or the Sisters of Charity. Time and again, Marguerite would appeal for the rights of the poor, and she was responsible for building a home for the poor that was destroyed by fire, and then subsequent to this, she helped to restore a hospital that similarly also was destroyed by fire. But nothing could destroy her faith. She asked her sisters and the poor who lived at the hospital where they had experienced this fire to recognize the hand of God in this disaster. At the age of 64, she undertook the reconstruction of this hospital, and totally exhausted from a life of self-giving, she died on December 23rd in the year 1771 at the age of 70. She was beatified by John the 23rd on the 3rd of May in 1959, and he called her the Mother of Universal Charity. In 1978, there was a woman who had been stricken with a form of leukemia that was miraculously cured, and she had asked for the intercession of Marguerite Duville. This opened Marguerite's cause for canonization, and in 1990, the first person to be born on Canadian soil was made a saint of the Church by Pope St. John Paul II. In that reading that we had from Romans, Paul warned his readers against having hard, critical hearts that judge and condemn. I think that it might have been this critical spirit that had characterized Marguerite's mother-in-law. And perhaps we're aware of people like this, that in their lives, they are just full of bitterness, full of negativity, always willing to judge others. Indeed, it's the same thing that our Lord Jesus challenges the lawyers and the Pharisees in today's gospel. That outwardly they lived with a certain religiosity, but their hearts were embittered and hard. However, this was not the spirit of today's saint. Indeed, she was informed by what St. Paul wrote when in today's reading from Romans chapter 2, he said, to those who by patiently doing good seek for glory, God will give eternal life. Marguerite Duville spent her whole life patiently doing good. And so today we give thanks that she is living in the fullness of that immortal life. Marguerite Duville's life was captured so beautifully in today's collect, where we pray that, like her, we would embrace the way of the cross and so be emboldened to imitate her compassion and to have strength to persevere until the day we are called to share in the joy of the saints. In conclusion, let me say that one of the things that the church looks for in the saints are those men and women who embody heroic virtue. The four cardinal virtues of prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. And we see in Marguerite particularly the virtue of fortitude. And then the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. Again, her life embodied these virtues as well. May you and I be inspired to first of all recognize, I don't think any of us here have experienced suffering the way she has. And therefore, in our lives, to never be embittered, but to have hearts that are open to doing good, to seeking glory that leads to immortality. St. Marguerite Duville, pray for us.